hard, heavy, and hell. Badass music for badass listeners.
This is Pariah Burke. In this episode of the podcast is my full interview with Ian Salpecker of Gone Savage. You heard excerpts of the interview on the radio in the Hard, Heavy, and Hair show number 232. Now listen to the full, uncut interview with Ian Salpecker. To hear the music discussed during the interview and played by Gone Savage, stream Hard, Heavy, and Hair show number 232 on demand 25 hours a day, 8 days a week at pariahrocks.com. I'm talking to Ian Salpecker of Gone Savage. Gone Savage is a UK classic rock and melodic hard rock band with a new EP from 3 at 47 Inc. Records. Is that your own label, Ian? Is the EP self-published?
Yeah, self-published. We did this as an independent release. 3 at 47 Inc. was the label that I created to basically get the product out. Everything that we did within the recording and the engineering was all done by myself. This was in the UK. And we also had the mastering done by a chap in London called Pete Mayer. He's responsible for quite a lot of artists from U2 to The Killers, so quite prestigious.
Quite a pedigree. I know you're planning a full LP. When will we see it?
Yes, we are. We're due to do that. We're trying to finish everything by the summer of 2020. The idea is to take out a couple of singles outside of Christmas. So there's going to be a new single in February 2020. And then we're looking for a full LP by summer. We've written the songs, so we've got about 12 to 14 to choose from. Probably trim that down to around about 10. And again, we'll do this self-managed. Currently, we're doing all the production for it. Sounding really good. So hopefully, everything will be out ready by summertime 2020.
I'm looking forward to that. Will it also be from 3 at 47 Inc. Records?
Yeah, it'll be on 3 at 47 Inc. as it was before with Resurrection.
Gone Savage isn't a brand new band. There's history here, isn't there? I know you've been together a while and kind of evolved from Sweet Sin. Tell me about the history of Gone Savage.
Okay, Gone Savage, like as you alluded to, was it came out of the back of Sweet Sin. Myself and the guitar player Andy Halliwell created the band with James Ross, and then we brought in Will Glover, and myself and Will are still here today, and we still write all the songs. Andy Halliwell was quite a prolific writer of songs, did a lot of things for Sweet Sin and did a lot of tracks for Gone Savage as well. So, but Andy's moved on and we've moved on. So we're still in touch with each other and good feeling there. So it's all good.
Glad to hear that. You've played all over the United Kingdom, haven't you?
Yes, indeed. We played in, you got England, you got Wales, Scotland. We've not been to Ireland, obviously, because the logistics are getting across the water. But, yeah, we did quite a lot of work in Scotland, London, England. We went across to Wales there. That's a very, very patriotic audience. They like the hard rock there.
When the new album releases, will you be touring outside Great Britain?
Well, there's so many opportunities to do that. Currently, as you may well be aware, the UK is going through quite a lot of turmoil with their Brexit.
Of course,
yeah. Seen that and heard that. And in the future, it may not be as easy to move around Europe. The consensus is from people doing it currently that it may get worse. I think we'll have to wait and see and weigh it up, you know, the economics of it and see if we can afford to do it.
Any plans to cross the pond and visit the States?
Love to travel and certainly love to get out to America. It could happen. We'll just have to weigh up the finances and see where people want to see us and then hopefully get the show on the road. I'd love to go to Portland. I've been to Portland as a consumer and I enjoyed it so much. Great live scene up and down that West Coast. Would love to play a series of dates from Seattle down to San Francisco. Superb. But we'll wait and see.
Oh, yeah. The West Coast of the U.S. is a thriving music scene. What makes this the right time for you to get into the studio and record?
Well, for me, myself and Will, we've been writing music now together for about 10 years. Lots of eclectic tastes from hard rock to folk rock and all sorts of soft rock, acoustic work as well. So this is a culmination of our writing experiences, which have now come to be with Gone Savage. Will's not been a part of Gone Savage for quite a few years, and now he's come back in, and it really feels right that we need to reinvent ourselves and bring across all these facets that we have from our writing experience to give it a commercial feel. We're very much in touch with what's going on now. And we like to think that we're bringing our 90s experience into 2020, and this is at the right time.
The Resurrection EP, available on Apple Music and Amazon, is only 3 songs. When the Circus Comes to Town, If It Feels Good to Do It, and Soul Sister. But you've released Love Caught Me Out, which I played back on Hard Heavy and Hair show number 218 in September, and Bulletproof. Resurrection also doesn't include Bulletproof, your latest single. Are you saving both of those for the LP?
Okay, I need to apologize to our wider audience. Now, I made a bit of a mistake. I switched all my, we used to use TuneCore, and now we use Ditto Music for uploading and getting things out to places like Apple and Spotify. So originally, Resurrection was a 4-track EP, including Love Caught Me Out. Bulletproof is a standalone single. So I came to go to Ditto Music, and unfortunately I had to rejig things.
I
so
see.
Now we have the situation where Love Caught Me Out is a single and it's not part of an EP, but officially it should be. I'll probably look at trying to get everything back together again, but no, Love Caught Me Out won't be re-released other than in the format that it is now currently. Bulletproof will go onto the album, and that'll be, that, as you know, is our main single at the moment. New single due in January/February of next year, and that'll be called Louder Than the Sun.
That's great. Let's give the current single a spin, and then I want to talk about the songs on the Resurrection EP. This is Bulletproof by Gone Savage. I'm Pariah Burke, and I'm talking to Ian Saulpecker of the UK classic rock and melodic hard rock band Gone Savage. Ian, Soul Sister from the EP has a classic 80s power ballad sound, starting acoustic before ramping up the power and electricity at the 2-minute mark. What was the inspiration for this song? How did it come about?
Well, this song was written by Will. One of our first songs, actually, we wrote as Gone Savage, and he used to play acoustic guitar. So basically, he developed it on the acoustic, and then brought it to the band, and the band obviously full electric. And we just decided to keep the elements of what Will had done and then add our take on it. So yeah, it's a proper 80s classic power ballad. But it's got such a good feel to it. Very good live song. One of the most popular ones we've done, actually, and very commercial. That is a possibility for the future. We may reinterpret that song because obviously me and Will are writing together now. We might revisit that and see what we can do.
Interesting. Moving on, what are the spoken word clips at the beginning of When the Circus Comes to Town?
Okay, this is a little bit complicated. In so much as in 2016, there was quite a big thing in the UK with one of the ex-prime ministers, a guy called Tony Blair, and obviously your chap George Bush, about the Iraqi invasion and the consequences of that. So all the spoken clips I put together using real, obviously, footage and spoken words by these two leaders. And then it was kind of around about the time when the courts came to their conclusion that what they'd done was upheld, and there's quite a lot of furore in the UK. We thought, rightly or wrongly, that it shouldn't have happened.
Are you trying to say something with that song?
Not really, no. I mean, we try and keep out of all kind of contentious issues. It was just that it was appropriate to the time when we released them around about the same time. So it wasn't really, but it could be construed that we were. It's all a bit dirty water, as we say over here.
Dirty water, I like that. So if not a direct political statement, what's the concept behind that song?
It's around the fact that so many people encourage others to do things that they don't necessarily would do in, you know, in free choice. It's almost like they're imparting their philosophy on the masses. The big man and the guy with the suit and the guy with the big wand and all these people that we follow, and dare we say we should be? Some people do. And it's like that's the kind of ethos of it.
Let's give it a listen. This is Gone Savage, When the Circus Comes to Town. I'm Pariah Burke, and I'm talking to one of the guys from that band, Gone Savage, Ian Saulpecker. You said you're putting out one more single soon. What was the title of that upcoming single again?
Yep, we're going to put out a new single. I'm looking for around about the first week, February. This track is going to be called Louder Than the Sun. We have finished it. We're just going to send it off for mastering, and then we're looking at artwork and getting it all organized for release through Spotify and Amazon and all the normal suspects. So, yeah, that's the next single. Possibly we may do one more before we do the album, but it just depends on how things go and time-wise. And obviously we don't want to spoil it all by bringing too many singles out.
Right, but a new single in February and maybe one more ahead of the album would keep the excitement up for the LP. Speaking of keeping up the excitement, what's the best way for fans and would-be fans to learn more about Gone Savage, other than the show notes for this show on pariahrocks.com, where I've already got links to grab the Resurrection EP and to your Facebook fan page?
Thanks for that, Pariah. Really appreciate the support.
My pleasure.
Yeah, the best way is via most social media, but what we're doing now is we're opening up a Gone Savage newsletter and also a regular communication stream through email. So if you get your guy, if the guys can send in to gonesavageband@gmail.com, then what we'll do is I'll hook you up to the regular news alerts, and also privileges that we give to these people who sign up are things like early release on tracks, so you can actually get the track for free.
We'll nice.
Give you that. Obviously, any kind of new update on artwork or anything to do with the album or tour dates, that'll come through the Gmail account, and that's the best way. The social media generally is the end product of what we're doing between ourselves, so you'll get to know about it well in advance of social media. So that would be gonesavageband@gmail.com.
Ian Saulpecker, thank you very much for joining me. I wish you guys the best of luck getting the new album finished up. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you so much, Pariah. Yeah, we are really excited about the future for Gone Savage. And we can't wait to share this new material with everybody. Thank you so much for your support. And we really, really are privileged to have been on the show. So thank you again.
Remember, to hear the music discussed in this interview, stream the on-demand Hard, Heavy, and Hair show at pariahrocks.com.
That's PariahRocks.com.
Also hit pariahrocks.com to stream or listen on a radio station near you. The regular two-hour Hard, Heavy, and Hair show with me, Pariah Burke. Hard, Heavy, and Hair is your weekly dose of hard rock, heavy metal, and hair bands from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, and today, including the latest new releases, your old favorites, and deep cuts and rare hair, along with rock news and trivia.
This has been a Pariah Burke production, copyright 2019, pariahrocks.com. The home of hard, heavy, and hair. Send requests, fan mail, and nude photos to Hard, Heavy, and Hair on pariahrocks.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Pariah Rocks.